I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, February 5th. The star cluster M79 is messy. It's shedding some of its stars, creating a tail. Over the eons, in fact, the cluster might have lost most of the stars it was born with. Messier 79 is a globular cluster, a ball-shaped family of about 150,000 stars. The cluster is more than 11 billion years old, so its stars are among the oldest in the entire Milky Way galaxy. There's a trail of stars behind the cluster. The stars probably were stripped away by the gravity of the rest of the galaxy, especially its dense core. Today, M79 is about 42,000 light-years from the Milky Way's heart, but its orbit might bring it within just a few hundred light-years of the center. At that distance, the gravity of the galaxy's core overpowers the gravity of the cluster, so stars in M79's outskirts are pulled away. Eventually, they move away and follow their own paths across the galaxy. Some simulations have suggested that M79 has lost up to 85% of its original population of a million stars or so, and every future passage through the heart of the galaxy will pull away more stars, leaving only a glimmer of M79's original glory. M79 is in Lepus, the Hare. The constellation is close to the lower right of bright Orion, in the southeast at nightfall. M79 is below the outline of the rabbit. You need binoculars to pick it out. You can find out more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.